Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Well, hello, and welcome to Telling Future Generations. Well, today we have a very special guest joining us all the way from East Central Africa in Uganda. Emmanuel Mikasa is the National Director for CEF of Uganda, and he is my brother in the Lord. He is my fellow co-worker in the gospel, and he's like a family member to me that just happens to live on the other side of the world that I just also get to visit every now and then whenever I get a chance to go over to Africa, to Uganda. So I'm so excited to introduce to you Emmanuel. And Emmanuel, my brother, thank you so much for being with us today through the technology of Zoom.
Thank you very much for hosting me this special time.
Well, amen. We're just going to pray that all this technology works together well. Emmanuel, I've known you for many years. In fact, the first time I came to Uganda, it was in 2003, I believe, and that's when you had just started working with Child Evangelism Fellowship over there in Uganda, starting as a worker, as a missionary, a national worker there in your country. Now today, all these years later, now you are the national director that leads the ministry, reaching over 1 million children for Christ. But even though I know you, a lot of our audience does not know you well, and so and the first time hearing of you, would you like to just back up a bit and just share with our brothers and sisters in Christ, our listening audience, of even your testimony of how you came to know the Lord and how the Lord, by His grace, then opened the door for you to come into the ministry of CEF in Uganda.
Thank you very much, my sister Katrina, for hosting me on this Telling the Future Generation program. I want also to thank all the listeners who have just taken their time to be part of this program, who always switch on to listen. I am by names Emmanuel Mikasa. I'm coming from Uganda in East and Central Africa. And I want to thank the Lord that I was born in a family of five. We had one girl and four boys. Our first girl unfortunately died, and our last born also died. And right now, we are three boys who are still alive. And also my mother is still alive. And in our family, we had a Catholic background. But as I was growing, when I was in senior two, that standard 7, 9, around there, some preachers, they came at our school and they preached the gospel. And they said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And as they say that, I started thinking about getting saved. But there was that fear that if I get saved, maybe the family, they will not pay for my school fees. So I waited, and the Lord helped me until I finished my studies. When I finished my studies, I started to go to an Anglican church where the gospel was being preached. And during that week, in 1999, there was a mission in that church, and they had a very big group that came from Kampala. So they came and they visited our church. When they visited our church, they preached in the book of Jonah. As they preached in that book, I remember the preacher said, if you don't repent, then you'll perish. Then I feared to perish. Then I decided on that day to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. In that same church, the former national director, Mr. Stephen Bunjo Musisi, was also going to that same church. So when he knew about that, he wanted to start discipling me to help me so that I can be able to grow spiritually. In that process, we started working together. Then he asked me what I studied. I had started accounting. So he said, we are having Child Evangelism Fellowship. As you have got saved, why don't you come and start helping us with the books of accounts? Then I started helping them in the books of accounts. But in the process, they realized that I had an interest with children because they could see me joking with children, playing with them games. So they introduced me to a training which is called Teaching Children Effectively. And when I got saved, on that day I got saved, I said, Lord, now I'm here to save you. So when I started working with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a part-timer with volunteering in the books, then when I started, they realized that I have a gift with children, Then they encouraged me to do a TCE1. When I did the TCE1, I started the Good News Club. Then within that Good News Club, when I started the Good News Club in my home, I realized that this is what God wants me to do. And I said, Lord, I will be serving full-time in Child Evangelism Fellowship. And from that time, that's when 2002, that's when I decided to join CEF full-time. Up to now, I'm serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda, and I have served in different capacities since I joined Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. I just love hearing people's testimony, and that's just amazing, and just how God put all that together, because Stephen Musisi was the national director of Uganda for many, many years, and he's the one that I met and invited me to come to Uganda. So how God put all this together, and now you are the national director. So how long have you served as a national director for Uganda now?
I think this is my seventh year. I started being the national director in 2015. Up to now, I'm serving as the national director.
Okay. And just give us a little bit of a picture. So how many staff workers serve in Uganda? And before COVID, what did the ministry look like in Uganda and CEF? I mean, as far as like how many children were you reaching? And what was the majority of your ministry? Just give us, just take a few minutes and just give us a picture of the CEF work in Uganda before COVID.
Before COVID, I will just give the statistics for the last 4 years or 3 years. We used to do a lot of ministry in schools. Most of our ministry are being done in schools because we want to thank the Lord that here in Uganda, any school where you go, they'll give you an opportunity to reach the children. Right now in Uganda, we have around 29 full-time workers who are working to see that they can go out to reach the children with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in 2017, we were able to reach 786,418 children we are reached with the gospel, and 111,788 were able to get saved. In 2018, the Lord helped us to reach 959,565 children and 248,911 were canceled for salvation. In 2019, the Lord helped us to reach 755,004 children, and out of those, 295,821 children were able to get saved. In 2020, during the year of COVID, remember COVID started in March. We had already started from January up to March. We had done some ministries, then it has to do one-on-one. In 2020, we were able to reach 388,318 children. And out of those, 122,716 children were able to get saved. So I want to thank the Lord for the big open door we are having in Uganda. Everywhere we go, you'll be able to preach the gospel without anyone hindering you to do the ministry. Many schools are open. The public schools are open for any preacher who comes to preach the gospel. So that's the way we used to do ministry here in Uganda. We do good news clubs in our homes, in the communities, most especially on weekends. And also we have party clubs. In holidays, when the schools are open, we always have camps and very many other ministries that can help us at least to reach children for Christ.
So would you say that is amazing, the open door that God has blessed your country with? And just that is a gift from the Lord for the freedom of the gospel, for the word of Christ to go forth in and throughout your country. But the majority of your ministry, would you say the majority of your ministry before COVID was in the schools? Would that be correct?
Exactly. One of the things that we have here, when you go to schools, they give you the whole school without even separating Muslim, Catholic, even those who have never gone to church. So we realize that's the very good open door and opportunity that we are having to reach the children in those places. So just to go, you talk with the administration. When you talk with the administration, they'll give you the opportunity to go and minister to the children. So it's just a very, very open door in the schools. So the majority of our ministry are being done in schools.
And that's what one of the things just stirs my heart about East Central Africa and Kenya and in Uganda. Uganda has grabbed my heart. Just the open door that you have for such a time as this for the proclamation of the gospel. We just have just a few minutes, but tell us briefly, just give us a brief picture. How has COVID affected the ministry in Uganda up to this day? What has changed and what has the Lord led you to do in just brief few minutes?
In most cases, most of the ministries have stopped, like the school ministries. Most of the schools right now, they cannot allow us to go there where we could always go and reach more children. So, and even the method of reaching children right now have changed. Because right now it's very hard to meet more than 50 children. So we are just right now meeting children just on a very, very small scale because the government have not yet allowed the gathering of children in big number. So we are doing now ministry, but on a very small scale, not the way we used to do that. And now what we are doing, we do on Zoom. Most of us, we didn't know how to do Zoom, so we had to shift. And also we send them, we print materials and we give to the children because most of the children, they have not yet gone back to school. So now we are having those programs. You just print the materials, then you take to them. So they do those materials and also they do them. And also we have started another program. We record lessons and put them on CDs. Then we can sell them to the parents so they can be able to hear the gospel. So those are now some of the way. But most of the biggest number that we have been reaching in schools, we are no longer reaching them as we used to.
Well, Emmanuel, we know that this has been a very difficult time for countries around the world, for people around the world, but also specifically for the children. And also, I just want to just lift up our hearts in prayer for Uganda as we think about the need of the children to hear, to continue to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask that we have you be back with us again next week, but we're going to continue our interview with you because there are still so many things that we need to talk about so that people have a better understanding of how we can lift up in prayer the ministry of CEF Uganda and reaching the boys and girls for Jesus Christ. So we hope you would join us again next week as we continue our conversation with Emmanuel Mukasa, the National Director for CEF of Uganda.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.